Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Good afternoon from Axtell as the Eagles are hosting a triangular in the Twin Valley League as we start to wind down the 2023 fall season as they welcome in Centralia and Donovan West. Jared Fluffy with you and a beautiful evening here in Axtell. Temperature in the mid-70s, but that doesn't matter because we are, of course, playing this indoors. This isn't Nebraska volleyball. That was a lot of fun. I get to play in Memorial Stadium, but we are indoors for this one, of course. Taking a look at the DVL standings, Hanover top. They are 2.5 games in first place ahead of second place Valley Heights. They are 10-0 on the year, and Valley Heights in second place is 7-2. And the Wildcats are number 2 in the latest KBA poll that came out this past week, 23-5. 29 is Valley Heights. As for Centralia, they are tied for third with Clifton Clyde of Washington County, a half game up on Donovan West and Frankfort. So it is a jumbled up mess in the middle, and just below them is Axtell. So there's a lot we can sort out here tonight as Axtell is in seventh place despite being just one game back. We'll actually make that a game and a half back at third place. At 11-18 on the regular season, 5-6 overall. And as for Centralia, they are 6-4 and 20-10. They are ranked number 6 in the latest 1A D1 poll from the Kansas Volleyball Association. As for Donovan West, they are 5-4 and 15-12 on this season, just on the outside of those rankings. More because of their non-league record. I guess they're a little bit above 500 in both non-league and league action. And we'll see who will be able to improve their records here tonight as we're about to get this one underway with Axtell and Centralia. Let's step aside for 60 seconds, though, then we'll have our first serve here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
That was the bribe all day.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you. So you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
Axtell will be on the near side. Centralia will be on the far side with the Panthers wearing their black on blacks. As for Axtell, they'll have their blue jerseys and their black shorts. Got the white letters and numbers for the Panthers and the orange down the side. Down the shoulders. As for the Eagles, they kind of have the red going down their arms with the Axtell script on their forearms. Got the white letters. Actually, let's try that again. White numbers and red letters. They're getting ready for this one. Centralia will serve from the far to the near side. It is Owen Dieters, the junior, who will serve this one away for Centralia. And here we go. These two teams have met once. That was all the way back on August 26th. That was the first game of the pool play in the Wabunsee tournament, which Centralia won that one in two straight sets. Serve is good, and it's going to be an eight. Comes to the near side in the middle of the floor, and Callie McClellan unable to come up with it. The sophomore for the Eagles. So quickly, it's 1-0 in favor of Centralia. Scoreboard will be on the far side of the gym. McClellan hits this one to the other side on her return, and a big wind-up for Marissa Brockstrom, down for the kill in the middle of the court. Diving for it was Hallie Smith, a junior for Axtell. She couldn't get it. And it's a 2-0 Centralia lead right out of the jump. And really tight race in the middle of the Twin Valley League. Kim McClellan with the return. Here's a set by Hallie Smith. And it's up to the far side, there's a kill for Candy Salmon, the senior for Axtell. Over the head set from Callie Smith. Well done to give Axtell their first point of the match. Libero for Axtell with a serve. wind up and that one returned nicely by Kylie Smith. And Centralia getting a point. Violation against the Eagles is the call. Here is the serve for the libero, Kinsey Niehaus, the junior for Centralia. Return cleanly. Here's a set by Smith. Tipped over by McClellan. Centralia ready for it. Big wind-up. And Aberkamp is unable to get that one over the net. Puts it right into the net. And Centralia gives up a point to Axel. It's 3-2 in favor of the Panthers. This will be Malia Stahlbomber with the serve. Goes to Owen Dieter, far side. Setting this one up for Hayden Kramer. Axel is ready for it. And a bit of an awkward timing for Natalie Stroffman, which gets it over regardless. Well done to scramble and dig on the far side going across the court by Hayden Kramer. Here's a steal from the far side near the net by Kylie Smith. And the setter gets the kill. It's 3-3. The serve for Stahlbomber, the junior for Axel. Back to Dieters, back far side. Send this one up for Hayden Kramer. It's returned nicely by the Eagles. It's hit over in the third try. Free ball sent over by McClellan. Here's a set to the far side for Centralia. Dieter sets it over to the back line. Axel having to scramble to send a free ball over as well. Trying for a swing exchange here, and Centralia does so, but it's blocked at the net, but it lands on the Centralia, Axel's side. That is going to be Isabel Haberkamp, the junior, getting that kill, and Centralia right back in front here in this first set. 4-3, our score. Serve will go to the middle, and that one, bad return, scrambling to get it over, and they do so. Well done. Kylie Smith finishes it off. Here's a set to the far side, big windup for Joseph Haberkamp, that is long, out of bounds. We are tied once again. Back and forth we go here in set number one. Here's a service for Natalie Stroffman. Dieters needing a tough dig on the serve. Big windup, and that is down for a kill for Hayden Kramer, the freshman for Centralia. Well done. This is a fairly young Centralia team. Only two seniors on this roster, those being Corey Kuckelman and Karis Larson. Sort of the near side here, the Centralia Panthers sitting around me is nice dig by Niehaus. Up in the air in the middle of the court. A big whip. Trying to get it over by Josie Haberkamp. And it will be Axel Point, and we are tied 5-5. Service will be kind of weirdly hit over by Dieters. Gets over, but not hit very well as Dieters puts it away for the kill after sending it to Tatum Kramer real quick. Gets it right back and sends it right down for the point. It's 6-5. Centralia right back in front. Service coming from Claire Heinen now, the sophomore for the Panthers. On the near side, kind of an awkward return by Natalie Strothman, but they do get it to Centralia's side. Here's a set by Kramer for Dieters, and she punches over a couple of defenders and lands it down. Once again, no, but they're going to call a violation. No, they did not. They were going to say it was clean. Dieters with the kill, and it's 7-5 Centralia. Trying to get their largest lead, and it's a service into the net from Claire Heinen, and it's 7-6. Looking so far. Service will come from Kylie Smith for Axel now. Working on the right portion of the court. Goes towards the middle. Return by Dieter. It's not a great return. So I just have to set it over for a free ball for Axel. Set up to the near side. Hit over by Kaylee Stroffman. The Centralia side. Dieter winds up. She's stuffed. That's the Centralia side and a battle. The net won by Axel. Aubrey Costell, the junior, right at the net. Gets a lollipop and sends it straight down. And we are tied once again at 7-7. Another serve coming from Kylie Smith. Close to the middle. A little bit of a knuckle on it. Hayden Kramer turns it cleanly. Stuffed to the net. A couple of blocks up front. That was Costell and Malia Stahlbomber. They're able to block Marissa Brockstrom in the junior. And Axel has their first lead in this first set, 8-7. The serve from Smith goes to the far side, and on a great return once again. They do get it over, and just do get it down for a kill. That was Marissa Brockstrom, who was just trying to hit it over to Axel's side after it seemed like Trillia was dead in the water, at least trying to get a chance at a kill, but they do get the point, and here tied once again. It's 8-8. Service coming from Tatum Kramer, the setter for Centralia. A little tip over, partially deflected, but over to Centralia's side. Backward set, and long block, but through a couple of blockers, moving from right to left. Sitting down was Isabel Haberkamp. Well done by the junior. Panthers right back in front. 9-8. That serve goes off the side of her hand. Here's a setup for Malia Spellbomber. She's blocked at the net up front, and it's down. Kinsey Niehaus with the block. And it's now 10-8. Serving from the far side on the right will be Tatum Kramer once again. 2-point lead for Centralia. Once again, trying to get that 3-point lead that they haven't had just yet. The turn is good from Natalie Stroffen. Set up to the middle, and that one sent Centralia's way, returned by Niehaus. She's been everywhere so far. Dieters has blocked, but it gets through to Axel's side and sending it to Centralia's side. It is once again Audrey Kostel. There's a setup. Big windup from Haberkamp. It's deflected. It's alive. Somehow, well done by Axel. It's close to Strothman, but it is out of bounds. And it's a 3-point lead, largest of the day for the Panthers. It's 11-8. Serve to the middle of the court. Return not great from Stahlbomber. It's set to put back in play, and they do get it over. Dieters with the return. Set up by Kramer to the left side. Hit over by Haberkamp, and that goes around the pole, so the Axel's point. Eleven to nine now the score. And Audrey Kostel, the junior, will serve it for the Eagles. Here it comes, returned by Niehaus. Here's a set for Kramer. Big windup and down for the kill. And that is Marissa Brockstrom, the junior for Centralia. She's responsible for giving Centralia a 3-point lead right back. Here's it's a serve in the middle of the court, returned by Natalie Strothman. There's a set to the near side for Natalie Strothman, and that one is out of bounds. A little bit too strong from the sophomore. It's a 4-point lead for Centralia. Timeout's going to be called by the Eagles from head coach Aaron Duryea. We'll step aside. We'll take a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With harvest underway, Community National Bank wants to thank all of our local farmers by feeding them a lunch on Friday, October 13th. Stop by the Morrill Elevator from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and get a free meal. Brats will be served. All you have to do is show up to the Morrill Elevator and show up hungry. Thank a farmer. And the way Community National Bank is thanking farmers is providing a meal on Friday, October 13th at the Morrill Elevator from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
KNZA.
Out of the break, Centralia with their largest lead of this first set. It's 13-9. Dieters to serve it for the Panthers. Return is clean by the Axel Libero. Here's a big windup for Natalie Struffman. It's too long. Now a 5-point lead for the Panthers. Here's Will serving again. Turn is clean. Here's a setup by Kylie Smith. To the far side, partially deflected at the net. Centralia has it though. A little tip over, punching it over is Isabel Haberkamp. Set up by Smith and slapped over by Malia Stahlbomber. Set up to the far side is Hayden Kramer. She gets it over to Axel's side. And a battle at the net. And is that four hits? No, it's clean. Axel will punch it over to the backside. Dieters has it. Set up by Kramer to the near side. A big swipe. It's blocked at the net. Back to Australia's side. Tip over at the net. It's partially blocked. And it'll be Axel's point. As Australia hits the net. Nice little rally there. Best we've had all day so far as it's now 14-10. Eagles getting the big time points. Needing that one out of the break. They're not let this first set start to slip away from them. Burn is good from Niehaus to Kramer. Wind up, and that one is a little too strong by Hayden Kramer, and Axel gets back-to-back points. Australia's lead has been as large as 5. Niehaus with the return. Kramer to the left side. Blocked, but out of bounds. Roxman was stuffed at the net, but it goes out, and Australia gets the point. Niehaus will serve it. The libero for the Panthers. Serve is barely over the net. Hits Audrey Kostel in the face. I think she thought that it was going to hit the net, and it did not. So a bit of a break on the missed read from Kostel. And today, 16-11. Stern from Stahlbomber setting this up for Brockstrom, and she, or excuse me, for Strachan, beg your pardon. Centralia gets it over to Axel Sire. Here's a set to the left side for Franklin. Partially deflected, but it gets over. Set up for Dieters from beyond the attack line. And that's down for the kill for Owen Dieters. Diving to her left to try to get it was Callie Smith. Couldn't get it. And it's 17-11. Centralia grows their largest lead. And from the left side this time, return is good. Here's a set from Smith. And battle of the net, won by Axel to get to Australia's side, but still in play, and a bad hit over by Hayden Kramer. It's into the net for the freshman, and Axel gets the point, keeping them in arm's length. Trying to get closer than that, though, as they trail 17-12 in this opening set. Turn by Dieters, set by Kramer. They wind up down the line, and that is in. Well played by Isabel Haberkamp, the junior, getting that down for the kill from the left side to the left side. Serve into the net, just barely missing this time by Kinsey Niehaus. 18-13. Australia still up by 5, but the service error. This will be Natalie Strothman, the sophomore. That one grazes the net. Nice dig by Dieters to keep it alive after it hit the net. Block at the net, and it's out of bounds. That was Josie Haberkamp from Centralia who hit it over. It was blocked by the Eagles, but out of bounds. It's now 19-13. Service from Hayden Kramer stays in. Here's a setup to the left side, and Audrey Kostel gets it over to the Centralia side. Still in play, set up by Kramer. The middle of the court, partially deflected on the try from Haberkamp. And a free ball we hit over from Axel. Middle of the court return is good. Kramer sets one up to Owen Dieters and tries to tip it over the defenders, and she does it perfectly. Callie Smith couldn't keep it alive after she jumped. And it's now 20-13. Service to the middle of the court. Return is cleaned by Stahlbomber. Here's the set to the far side. She'll hit it over from beyond the attack line and hits the net and just bounces and drops down. Natalie Strothman gets away with one there. Makes it 20-14 down the final stretch of this first set. Panthers trying to finish off the Eagles. Get a one-set advantage. Here's the serve. Middle of the court. Return by Niehaus. Here's a set by Kramer. For Dieters, big wind-up again. Just really tipping it over and down. She's been working that shot very well here in this first set. Taking a big wind-up and then just tipping it over the two defenders. Landing it down for the kill. It's now 21-14. We have a football score here in Axel. Fitting, considering how well the Eagles have played this year in football. Serve is clean. Strophin with the return for Axel. Big wind-up, and that is down for the kill between a couple of blockers for Chloe Strothman, the senior. And this is a Axel team that has 4 seniors on its roster, just 1 freshman. Only 2 on the bench for this Axel varsity team. And these two teams met all the way back on August 26th. And a poor missed read on the serve. It goes right over the net, and an easy dunk down for Audrey Kostel, the junior. And it's 21-16. Axel trying to fight back. They trail by 5 here in this first set of this opening match here in the Axel Triangular. Set to the far side for Centralia. They wind up for Broxham and it gets over. Axel is there. They're trying to tip it over a couple defenders and a, what do we got? Got a double hit, it looks like, against Axel. So Centralia gets the point and it's 22-16. Axel has won two of their last three matches coming into this regular tonight. This one hit over. Nice return by Kramer. And we just tipped over to Axel's side as their setter had to make the first hit. It wound up blocked to the other side on an attempt from Chloe Stroffen. In the middle of the court, Audrey Kostel puts one into the net. And a point for the Panthers. It's 23-16. Tied for their largest lead of the evening. And the substitution will bring Kaylee Sandman into the game for the Eagles. Centralia also has won two of their last three matches coming into tonight. Big wind up, and that is down for the kill from the far side, the right side to the middle, the back of the court for Audrey Kostel. 23-17. Axel running out of time. They need a big run here, down by six. Service from Kostel, far side, and that goes out of bounds. That's not going to do it. And it's set point number one for the Panthers. Service from Dieters. Trying to finish the way they started with Dieters serving. And up in the air and tipped over. Nice dig on the try from Hayden Kramer, but they can't keep it alive very long. And Axel gets the point. It's 24-18. Coming up after this match, it'll be Donovan West and Centralia. And then we'll finish off our night with Axel and Donovan West. Long ways to go until then, though. Here's a set to the left side. Big wind up and punching it up into the air. Keeping it alive is Stahlbomber, and they get it over. Well done. Centralia another chance, though. Tipping it. It's blocked. Nice block by Stahlbomber. Centralia side, and it pays off with a point, and it's 24-19. Here come the Eagles, storming their way back, trying to make this thing interesting. Another set point, though. Set point number two. Here's a serve. Goes to the middle. Returned by Niehaus. Set up by Kramer. The left side. Big wind up. From Broxman, it's kept alive, but it comes straight down off the roof, and that will do it for set number one. Centralia wins it 25-19. Step aside for a couple minutes. We'll come back with set number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528,
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbomber Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbomber Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbomber Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Here we go with set number two. Centralia and Axel went back and forth in set one at the beginning, with Centralia leading most of the way, with the exception of Axel leading by 1 point at one point early on in the set. But the middle of the set is where the Panthers were able to really pull away and get a lead as large as 7 points. And the Axel Eagles were held at arm's length down the stretch, with Centralia securing that first set 25-19. We flip the court with the Panthers now on the near side. And Axtell from the far side. So Axtell will serve it first here. Start set number two. And here we go. Comes to the middle of the court. Niehaus with the return. Kramer sets one up in the middle of the court. And a big swipe from Brockstrom. Axtell is able to contain it. But they'll have to set it over for a free ball. Kramer sets up another one on the near side for Dieters. That would drive the net, but goes back to the Centralia side and down for Axtell for their first point of the set. Eagles getting out to an early lead. Dieters on the return, back right side. Big wind up, and that one is playable off the basketball goal and hits the basketball goal hard. It's still alive. Axtell with it now. Big wind up, but missed time, but Strothman gets it down for the kill. Despite poorly timing that ball, and Axtell has their largest lead in the match, it's 2-0.
Rotate here, let's go.
Serve back to Dieters, set by Kramer. To the nearest, or excuse me, the left side for Haverkamp. Axtell all over it. And he'll hit a free ball over. Served by Hayden Kramer, set by Tatum Kramer, and a big time kill for Marissa Brockstrom at the middle of the court. Audrey Kostel couldn't field it for the Eagles. Remember that we have just one triangular left in the regular season that we'll be broadcasting, and then we'll have substates. Drilly hits a free ball over on the return. Big wind up for Nelly Strothman. Nice dig by Dieters from a knee. And a big attempt from Hayden Kramer trying to put some power into that one. The freshman puts it into the net. Back to a two-point lead for Axtell early here in set number two. Stahlbommer with the serve. Barely gets over. Returned by Niehaus. Set up to the left side. Hayden Kramer down for the kill. Makes up for the stake from the last point. And Centralia back within one. It's 3-2. Serve, middle of the floor, return is good, but well, actually it's not great. They had this kind of scramble to get it. Up in the air, free ball sent over by Dieters, and having to dive to get it, though, Axtell has to scramble to hit it over to Australia's side. The point here so far, and a battle with the net is won by Axtell. Nice block up front by Audrey Kostel. She has been fantastic early on in this match. Blocking Isabel Haverkamp, the junior, for Centralia, and it's 4-2, Axtell. Trying to get that three-point lead that they haven't had just yet. Barely grazing that, but gets over to the Centralia side. And a free ball over. Return is clean. Backwards set. Big swipe. A nice dig by Niehaus on the attempt from Kylie Smith. That one goes around the pull on attempt from Josie Haverkamp, and it's a 5-2 Axtell lead. Eagles off to a strong start here in set number two. Service returned by Niehaus. Here's the set to the far side, and it's hit over by Haverkamp. Here's the set. That goes to the far side as well, and hit over by McClellan, but it's into the net. And it will be 5-3. Panthers back within two. They have service. Niehaus will serve it. Here goes to the other side. Turn good for Axtell. Big wind up. Battle the net. Won by Axtell, but Centralia gets it back over, and they send it right back over to Centralia's way. There'll be a set over. Josie Haverkamp on a free ball. Axtell with a chance. Big swipe from Audrey Kostel. That's down for the kill. Makes it 6-3 in favor of the Eagles. Trying to fight to force a third set here in this opening match. Callie McClellan with the service. And not a great return by Tori Kuckelman, who's in the ball game as the Centralia libero. This one hit over, and all over it was Owen Dieters. And all the court tipped over. Defender is Hayden Kramer, and down for the kill. Well done. Recognizing there's nobody behind the blocker. And Centralia takes full advantage, and it's 6-4. Panthers trying to get closer. Put this one away in two sets. Backward set. Big windup here for Kylie Smith, the center for Axtell, and four hits as that one is blocked back over to Axel's side. And Axel can rally to get it back over. Kate Kramer once again with the serve. Return clean from Natalie Strauffen. Fingers up the middle of the court and blocked by Haverkamp. And it goes to Petrilia's side, but it's out of bounds. And we are tied 6-6. Nice rally here from three down. We get three straight to tie it. Return good for Axel. Set up to the far side. One for Cody Salmon. Too strong, and the senior gives Australia its fourth straight point. Oh, correction. They're actually going to say that ball was tipped. And they're going to give Axel the point, and it's now 7-6. Axel with the lead. If it was any tip, it was not much at all, and it did not really cause any sort of misdirection of the volleyball as it sailed out of bounds. Service on the near side, a bit of a knuckleballer. Peters returns it. Nice kill from the middle of the court, going to the right side, and Josie Haverkamp sends it just inside that outside line and in that back corner. Very well done. Tucked it up in that corner. Checking in for Centralia is Claire Heinen, the sophomore. As we are tied once again, it's now 7-7. Turn from Stahlbaumer, set up by Smith. To big windup and block partially, but down for the kill by Audrey Kostel. Nobody behind Marissa Brockstrom, who deflected that one for the Panthers. And the Eagles are back up by one and take the 7. Still early in the second set. Service middle. The turn is good by Stahlbaumer. She'll get it right back. Her big part, Brockstrom, gets over to Axel's side. And it's up over the net, and Kramer touched it. And it's hit over by Axel out of bounds. No, they're going to say it was last touched by Kramer out of bounds. Axel wins that battle at the net. It's now 9-7, Axel. Nice service. Return from Tuckelman. Peters tries to dunk it down, but right there with Kaylee Sandman. Big wind up. And Strothman unable to get it down. Peters sends it over. And that is going to be out of bounds after Natalie Strothman touched it up near the out-of-bounds line, about halfway in between the front and the back of the court. Makes it 9-8. Axel still up by one. But the Panthers with service trying to tie it. Here's a set by Smith. Big windup. Return clean from Kramer after the hit from Strothman. He's back to the back corner, and that is too long from Owen Dieters. Had a nice setup from Tatum Kramer working the back line. He's Centralia's setter. Oh, no, they're going to say that one was tipped. So Centralia is now the benefactor of a close tip at the net. So it is now tied 9-9. And substitution for the Panthers. Here's a backward set. Tip over, and a good job keeping it alive is Marissa Brockstrom. Peter sends it over, and having to dive for it, unable to keep it alive for Axel with Natalie Strauffen. And Centralia has their first lead in the second set. It's 10-9. Axel has led all the way up until this point. Not obviously a large lead. Here's a set. The right side. Nice tip down for the block from Marissa Brockstrom in the junior. Now in 2 points, Australia lead. As mentioned, Australia winning set number one, 25-19, in which Australia was able to control that one for the entire way, except for one point where they trailed by 1 point. Good scramble by Dieters to keep it alive. To get it right back. It's blocked. Keeping it alive. That's going to be back-to-back hit, and Axel will get the point. 11-10, in favor of Centralia. Axel with the services. They'll now try to tie it up. We approach the middle portion of set number two. Here a match number one of this Axel triangular. After tonight, just the TDL tournament left for these two teams. They wind up for Peter. She's blocked, but it goes out of bounds. Well done by Callie McClellan for the Eagles, but she couldn't keep it in. You know, Dieters will serve it from the corner on the left side. The Panthers have a 12-10 lead here in set number two. Set up the locks, but it gets through and down for the kill for Axel. That was McClellan. It's a 12-11. a fairly low ceiling with some basketball goals and a pipe that runs its way through the middle of the court. Some few obstacles to keep your eye out on. Partially deflected on the hit over from Citrelli after the serve from Axel. Eagles have it back, took over a couple blockers. Citrelli is scrambling to keep it alive and send it over, and they do so well. And hits the pipe up top, brings back down, and they'll send a free ball over to Citrelli's way. Kramer sets one up to the right side, a big swipe, and he gets through blockers, and Isabel Haberkamp has the kill. And it's 13-11, Centralia. This has been a close one all the way. They're just trying to break through. Serve to the back middle. Turn good by Kostel, setting this one up. And Kelly Smith puts one all the way down, and it is in there. Right by the line on the very edge of the court in the middle. Sending it to the back line. Makes it 13-12. Strothman to serve it. And miscommunication on the return, but Kuckelman keeps it alive. Hit over to Axel's way. Against for the Eagles. Backwards set. And Smith battles the net. Won by Centralia. And they're going to say that Josie Haver can't touch the net. So we are tied. 13-13. Back and forth we go here in set number two. Sir, that one might have went out of bounds if it wasn't touched up by Haberkamp. She sends it over, and down for the kill. So, either way, Trillia gets the point. It's 14-13. Kinsey Niehaus in to serve. Goes to the back line. Return is clean. Picked up in the air, right at the net. In a battle at the net, and they're going to say that Axel touched the net, and the Panthers are right back in front by one. Now, the junior for Centralia to serve it once again, as that one is through there to the back.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeltley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
16-13, Centralia lead here in set number two, mid-rally. Centralia has the ball. Here's a set by Kramer to the left side. Big wind-up, and that's through a couple blockers, but Axel able to keep it alive. It's hit a free ball over. Dieters with it. Kramer sets one up in the middle for Kramer. Hayden Kramer, that is. And Axel once again all over it. Good rally here. That one goes to the back right side and is long. Too strong from Callie McClellan. And it's 17-13 in favor of the Panthers. Service for Centralia. A bad return by the Eagles, and it is going to be an ace. And their largest lead continues to grow. It's 18-13 as that one into the net for a service error for Kinsey Niehaus, the junior for Centralia. So Axel is able to get a break. McClellan with the serve for the Eagles. And that one goes into the net. So back-to-back service errors from both teams. Back to a five-point lead. It's 19-14 as we approach the final stretch. Here, upset number two, Axel, trying to once again get their way back in and make this a little bit more competitive. As for Australia, trying to put this match away here in two straight sets. Set up in the air by Stahlbomber, blocked at the net, back to Axel's side, and a kill after it was hit back to Centralia. Josie Haverkamp sends it straight back down. It was briefly put over the net, and another timeout's going to be called by Axel. It's now 20-14 as they get three straight points out of the timeout. It's once again set aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
Used but all but about 20 seconds of that timeout as we are back here mid-rally, and Centralia gets it on a third hit that was in the net from Axel. Owen Dieter is applying some pressure at the net as it is 21-14. It is now four straight points for the Panthers. Start to the back middle, return by Axel, set up in the air, a big windup from Chloe Strothman. Has a couple of Panthers in the back left part of the court. And that one is down for the kill. That was Tori Kuckelman, Kinsey Niehaus. They were both there. That popped it up into the air, but nobody was able to keep it alive. 21-15, now our score. Serve back left, return by Dieters, set by Tatum Kramer to the middle, and hit over by Josie Haverkamp. It's down for the kill. She has been fantastic here in this second set, has Josie Haverkamp, a freshman. Tatum Kramer, one of the freshmen, stepping up in a big way for Centralia here tonight. Service from Claire Heinen. Here's the backwards set and tipping it. It's blocked by Brockstrom back to Axel's side. To the back left side, returned by Heinen. Here's a set by Tatum Kramer. Big windup for Dieters. That's through a couple blockers, kept alive. And doublehead not called. And now they will call it. It was late. But they get him with the double hit. And it's 23-15. It's Centralia's largest lead of not just the set, but the entire match. Turn back left side by Strothman. Here's a set up right back to Strothman. And keeping it alive momentarily. And one of the Axel JV players almost ran into her. And they are saved by that because that will make this a redo. That was Kinsey Niehaus, who almost ran into one of the Axel JV players. The JV player in question was Avery Bussing. The turn is clean, set up to the middle for Strothman, big swipe. Nice dig. Going to the right is Claire Heinen. Left side, Dieter is trying to tip it over a defender. She does, but Axel is all over it. And at the net, a battle, and Dieter wins it for Centralia. And it's match point number one for the Panthers. 24-15, our score. With match here so far. Heinen with another serve, returned by Strothman, not a great one. Goes out of bounds, kept alive, goes in a free ball over. Return good from Niehaus. Here's a set by Tatum Kramer, big swipe, and Brockstrom can't put it away, but puts Axel in a tough position, and Centralia can't scramble to get it back over. It makes it 24-16 as the Eagles stay alive momentarily. This will be match point number two, but the Eagles have the serve. Here comes a service from Audrey Kostel, returned by Dieters, set by Tim Kramer to the left side. Stahlmeier, big swipe, and a dig by Natalie Strothman. She'll get it right back. The back left side, return by Niehaus, set up for Dieters. That one is dug out nicely. Right at the net, though, Dieters hits it over to Axel's side. And Strothman puts it into the net, and that will do it. 25-19, 25-16, and Centralia wins the match. Two sets to none. We'll go and step aside for a quick break, and we'll come back and we'll recap this one and then get you ready for match number two between Donovan West and Centralia here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now is the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic Wednesday, September 22nd, and Wednesday, October 4th and October 11th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. Flu consents available the day of, or visit www.nembch.com to fill out yours ahead of time. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. For people you know and care you trust.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
KNZA.
Recapping this first match as Centralia wins 25-19, 25-16 here in the Axel Triangular. Jared Sloppy back with you. In the first set, Centralia and Axel, they went back and forth early in the set, with Centralia leading for the early portion of the set, with the exception of one point where Axel did have a very, very brief lead. So then in the middle of the set is where the Panthers started to pull away and getting a lead as large as 7, and they ended up winning that one by 6. That kept the lead down the stretch. And in the second set, it was Axel who had the lead early in the set with a lead as large as 3 at one point. However, the Panthers went on a 7-point run and were able to pull away from the Eagles and win the second set and the match, 25-19, 25-16, as we get you ready for match number 2, which is going to be coming up here in about 20 minutes or so between Jonathan West and Centralia. So let's go and send it back to the studio. We'll come back in a bit with match number 2 of this Axel Triangular here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.